Hey, everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another great, glorious, fantabulous episode, nasty episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
And I am the one and only Ebony.
And hello. I am Corey.
And we have penis on the show, Corey. Tell us about the
penis. We have penis on the show today. So our guest tonight is the infamous Ra-Ra the Dancer. So I actually was introduced to Ra-Ra like years and years ago. So, you know, I told you guys that within the gay community, there are gay celebrities, and Ra-Ra is one of those gay celebrities. So We have prides all over the world, you know, whatever. And if you go to a pride, whether it's DC, LA, Dallas, and they have not booked Ra-Ra, you don't even want to be there. It's not gonna be happening. But wow. he is one of those dancers that you expect to see, that you know it's gonna be a good time. And he also has a gym that he's gonna, you know, tell us a little bit about in Savannah and all of that good stuff. So, and he has a lot of other stuff that he'll talk about as well.
Okay,
you writing it down, Ebony?
I'll wait on the booking information, honey. Booking information.
I'm so grateful to be on this show tonight. Thanks for having me.
So what is everyone drinking? Since I see drinks up, what's everybody drinking? You first, Mr. Ra.
So I'm doing some Casa Azul.
Okay.
You know you can't go wrong with tequila and Everfresh. So a peach, a passion peach.
Passion. Okay. Not just any peach, but passion peach.
Yes. Okay.
All right, what you got, Corey?
Oh, I went and got another daiquiri. I am having a one-night stand tonight. Ooh. So what I'm having.
All right. Ebony.
I love one-night stands. I miss one-night stands. Anyway.
I don't miss one-night stands at all.
You know what? I don't either. But, I mean, for the podcast, I do.
Mm-mm. Or maybe. I don't miss it for the podcast. You miss one-night
stands. But maybe I do.
Yeah, you miss them.
I miss a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But I was married now.
So anyway.
Oh, so I'm drinking.
I saw you wasn't drinking water 30 day fast.
Listen, I made it about, okay.
15, what about 17 days?
About 17 days. I did make it 17 days. And this is all I've had, which is like, might as well be water. It's just a little bitty of wine cooler, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Kool-Aid.
Exactly. This is the only one I'm going to have until next Tuesday.
Okay.
If that, but you know, whatever. Whatevs.
I'm on wine today. Nothing fancy. Okay. It's a Blanc Bordeaux. Well, a Bordeaux Blanc.
Okay. You're keeping it classy tonight.
I figured it'd go with my classy.
Usually does keep it classy.
You know, thanks.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. I'm gonna
put my wine cooler in the glass because I be feeling ratchet.
It's right on brand for you though.
I mean, it is. It would, I mean, anything else would be unadulterated.
Right. I'll be like, why you got that in a glass? Yeah.
So. It don't seem like her. So that's why I say, if somebody says they saw me and they saw me with my glass, like, no. Mm.
I even drink my water out of the wine glass. So
really?
Yeah.
A classic.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Unless it's just a situation and I got to put it in a red solo cup on the go or something like that.
Yeah, but, or have to drink out the bottle.
Yeah, otherwise, you know, I got my glass.
So I'm the only one who puts these in a brown paper bag and leaves the house.
Yes. Baby, what you said. I didn't want to say nothing, but yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not a brown paper bag. So let me ask y'all a question.
Go ahead.
So what y'all know about a goatsy?
Ooh.
A goatsy? Oh.
A goatsy?
A goatsy is on the model call when the models have a lot of bookings that day and they on a goatsy. I learned that on America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, they go see if they're going to be chosen. It's like... You go and they see whether or not they're going to choose you. Yeah. That's Corey's thing. That is not my definition.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, they have like four, like 10 bookings that day, and they kind of like go to each one of them and see if they're going to use you for like fashion shows or stuff like that. Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, okay. That's so interesting. But this is a podcast that talks about sex. So the goat seed that I'm talking about is goat. Too late. Y'all already gave y'all a definition, but because I want to laugh, let me hear what y'all think a goat see is.
I know what it is.
It's when
go, there's some goats, and you go, ah, and then somebody go, with their little udders in your mouth.
I think that's a good guess though.
I think so.
Okay, what you got? What you got, Ra?
I mean, I'm shocked, but I guess I would say goats. I would say a male act like a goat and do it in your mouth.
Okay.
And you go like this.
Yeah, he'd do like this.
Okay. Corey, what you got?
I really don't know. Maybe a ghosty is when you are having sex or something and you get to a climax, something like that.
Oh, that's a sheep, but okay.
Oh, is that a sheep? What do goats? What do goats say?
It was never in a nursery rhyme. I don't know.
Right. What are they? Okay, what's the ghost?
They go nay. They go nay.
Yeah. Not nay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sheep go nay.
Sheep go bad.
Don't know.
Sheep go bad.
So what is a goat see?
So a goat see is when you, it's the art and the act of anal stretching.
Anal
stretching. So I kind of
go
see all the time.
How does one stretch an anus? I mean,
I don't literally go see all the time. I go see other people all the time.
Okay.
You anal stretch other people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm gonna start using. Let me go see you.
Yeah.
Are you bi?
Yeah.
Okay, you gonna go see.
Come on, go.
So you want do you ever try anal?
Oh, she loves anal.
Yeah.
Yes, Mom. I have. Wee. CC. Doo doo.
Nothing. Rob.
This is stupid.
Rob, why you didn't ask me, have I ever tried anal?
Have you met Corey intimately?
No. I never met him intimately, but
you would like to.
That's enough. So what is a ghostie? What's a ghostie?
It's the art an act of anal stretching.
I mean, like, what literally, is anal with stretching? With
your hands, you're literally like moving the area.
You're massaging it open.
Okay.
One finger, then two, and then
three.
So one punch, two punch, three punch. Okay.
Was it the entry of like fisting people and stuff like that?
It doesn't include any insertion. It's just you stretching it, and you may be prepping it for something like that. Yeah.
Also, more of a massage.
It's the act of massaging and stretching, and you know, exercising the muscle to get it relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna have to start having a ghosty. Can you ghosty me? Please.
I haven't seen like it's gonna take too long.
That would be foreplay. That would be anal foreplay.
Yeah.
Because you can kiss it and lick it and
rock it.
blowing it and all kinds of things.
Oh, so you like
that's when you got time.
You can do that too.
You got all of it. all of that.
Yes.
Yes.
okay,
so now that we know his technique, Corey, what's yours?
Oh no, that wasn't my technique.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a technique. Do you?
Corey, you don't eat groceries?
Yeah.
He better eat groceries.
Of course he do.
Yeah, like I told you, I like everything. I like everything.
I like groceries too.
You like groceries too?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's actually this, I don't even know his name, but there's a guy that I follow and he be all over town. He be like at the strip club and the girls just be going in on his ass. Like he be in the parking lot and everything. Like
really?
He has a nice little Twitter account.
You should send me his stuff. I can see if he want to get paid.
I'm gonna have to go see, and then I'll send
him. He might want to get pegged. I might can oblige him.
Yeah. Oh, so you like pegging?
Mm-hmm.
So do you know this guy? Oh no, I'm gonna call his name.
Just give initials.
T.
Mm-hmm. Do I know T?
His name starts with a T.
I don't know him, but
is he a Twitter personality?
He's a Twitter personality, yeah.
Some of the sipping paints?
I don't know. Black Diamond, I think is this. I don't know.
Tell us about him.
He stays in Dallas.
Oh, I live in Houston.
Oh, okay. Well, he stays in Dallas.
Tell me about some folks who live in Alabama.
He's definitely the guy that gets pegged a lot.
He likes getting pegged.
Yes.
Make sure you tell him to follow Nashley Unbothered and tell him to hit us up in the DMs.
Okay.
I do love a straight pegging situation. So you don't
like a gay pegging situation?
I mean, yeah, but that is like a little bit more exciting to me to see like this heterosexual guy, especially if he like a big black guy get pegged
with
by
a
his
beard
wife.
And a blue t-shirt and a hat.
Yeah, and all of that. But to see that is so sexy to me. It's so sexy. I love it.
So what's sexy about it? Is it the making him submissive?
It could be that. It could be, but I've never pegged a gay man. So I would like to peg a gay man. I've only pegged heterosexual men, but the artist won't let me peg him. And I feel like he should be open to it, but he won't let me peg him. But I feel like I mean, all the people that I've ever pegged, they've all been heterosexual men.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. How does one peg a heterosexual? Like, how does that conversation happen? Because I know it got to be a conversation.
It literally only with one person there was an actual conversation. It literally didn't happen like that because, you know, I like groceries. So you just be down there.
And then
if I see you into it and you start throwing it back a little bit, then you just get the little finger.
Okay.
And then you go from the finger to a little toy, from a little toy to the peg, and then you pegged him.
Oh my God, that is so hot.
It's steps. It's patience. You got to be patient. You can't do it all in one night. You got to do it over a time span.
Mm-hmm. So once they get to the pegging point,
you don't have any more conversations with him about it ever. You just do it.
But is it a thing that they ask for it, or they're never gonna ask you for it
because they're a heterosexual man and they don't want to talk about it because they're gonna feel like they're gay. So therefore, you don't talk about it. He's not gonna ask you. You just randomly do it. You've done it. You've exposed him to it. So you just make sure that it is not like a regular occurrence in y'all sex life, but it's something that you just add in there to spice it up. You know, every couple months and stuff like that. Yeah,
that's what I was asking. Like, is it a thing where you just know that you okay? I'm going there to peg you
No. That's how I've gotten all the heterosexual men that I know. But I would like to peg a gay guy. So you, Corey, you want to see the opposite, and I want to do the opposite. Like, I want to peg a gay guy. I want him to throw it back and be like,
okay.
Corey, would you let a straight woman peg you?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because I do not want any fish in my bedroom.
So you're like gay.
Very gay. Real bad. Just say,
I say, oh, okay.
Bro, don't do that. No, I don't think so.
So is it considered pegging if a trans man, which is a female to male, do you with a dildo? Is that considered pegging?
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is, okay, let me tell you the difference. It's not. It just depends what she uses. Because a peg is probably about this big. Uh-huh. It's not very big. It's only long enough to hit your prostate gland.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being used a whole strap, a whole like penis, you're getting fucked. So there's a difference. You're getting fucked.
Yeah.
That's not a pegging. That's a fucking.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so I've been fucked before.
Yes. That ain't pegging. Pegging is so small. It's really small.
Okay. Like a plug.
It's a little bit bigger than a plug. It's gonna be just a little bit longer than a plug. But it's not gonna be, no.
Yeah, I've seen one before, but I didn't know.
And they're narrow, so it's not gonna be like, you know, like stretching your asshole out because you got to put something big up in there. No, it's very slender, and yeah, it's just, and it's curved a little so it can hit your prostate.
Wait, let's go back. That's my rewind button. So did you say a trans man, a woman to transition woman to a to man. Yeah.
She has a strap on.
Fucked you?
Yeah.
Oh, we missed that.
Oh, yeah, we missed that. Rewind it again, Ebony. Rewind it again.
Clearly.
Ask the question one more time. Did he say what?
So Ross said that he has let a trans man, female to male, fuck him.
Yeah.
Okay, that went right over my head. I missed that.
So you considered yourself being pegged, but you learned tonight that you got fucked.
I got fucked.
Yeah, you got fucked. You didn't get pegged.
I was definitely gonna ask you.
I thought I was getting pegged. She fucked me.
Yeah. See, Rara, you learned something new. At Naturally Unbothered.
But nah, I'm pretty open with my sexuality. When it comes down to stuff like that, I've let a trans girl fuck me before. I fucked a trans girl. I fucked a trans man. I let a trans man fuck me. Women, men, I'm just kind of pretty
open. You just fucking, it don't even, like, I don't want to, don't even matter, I don't want to make it seem bad, but you.
You're right. Okay. I'm just, hey. I fuck a lot.
Yes, yeah. And everybody can get it.
Yeah.
Equal employer opportunity.
Equal opportunity employer.
And you, are you bisexual? I mean, not bisexual. Are you biologically a man?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm enjoying this.
Well, I definitely have a title for the show. I just sent it. That's what buzzed you. Because I, you know, I needed to. Yeah. Thank you for the title for that the show. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's get back on track of this show. But this has been great. This has been great. We can definitely stay off course on this one because this is good. This is good.
Very much so.
So let me ask you guys this. This is a what the fuck, but it might not be a what the fuck for us, but this is probably a what the fuck to the world.
Okay.
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 You're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all been depressed. You've been on hard times. You've been depressed. You're not feeling yourself. You know, you're going through.
I'm depressed.
You're going through. You know what I'm saying? The struggle is so real. Mm-hmm. Every night when you lay down, you look to your left. Mm-hmm. You got this partner over here that you vowed to spend the rest of your life with. Mm-hmm. They sexy mm-hmm. as fuck. You love them, you know, but you just don't want to fuck them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's only because you're depressed because you're so you're attracted to them, but you just can't do it. You just mm-hmm. can't. Ain't fuck you. I'm sorry.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
What? So he what? Had needs. You know he got needs.
Got mm-hmm. needs.
You know what I'm saying? You listen to Nashley Unbothered podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because so where this story originated from, we got listeners over there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you just decide, fuck it. I'm just going to make an ad and solicit a mistress to come fuck my husband for ever. And I'm going to pay her minimum wage to fuck my husband on the days that I don't feel like
it. $775?
Are they still hiring? I've been looking for a little part-time gig.
It's the add-on, indeed. Listen.
You want to go first? Who want to go first?
You get to go first.
You get to go first. Okay, so when it comes down to that, I've been in a situation where I was in a relationship for 5 years with a guy. And to the ladies, 5 years in a relationship with a guy is like 50 years in a marriage, really, in the gay community or whatever. So the first 3 years, we were so into each other and just like, oh, we can't do nothing without each other. Like, I don't want nobody else but you. Every time I see you, we fucking in the car. I fucked in the back of my mom's garage one time before. We fucked on the side of the road. Like, we've done it everywhere, and I'm 3 years. But then coming up out of the 3 years into the fourth year, it was more so of a thing of we wasn't really feeling each other like that, you know? And at some point in time, I was depressed. At some point in time, I was in a bad place.
That NRE wore off, boy.
Yeah, and sometimes he was in a bad place too. And that conversation came up from him. Let's have a threesome. Or can I, you know,
not have trying to spice things up.
You know, trying to spice things up. And I was really not for it at the time. I was not for it. Like, I'm not going to bring nobody else to my bed and, you know, they outfuck me, and then now you trying to go fuck them, like, you know, and it happens. People can get outfucked. You can get, it's somebody out there can outfuck you, okay? It's definitely somebody out there can outfuck you. So when you invite that into your bed, then that come more problems and more problems. You already got problems and issues, and you're gonna invite this person in the bed to bring in some more problems. You're never gonna get out that place. You're never mm-hmm. gonna, like, it's a situation where it can happen if you're strong enough, but then it's always I'm telling you, I've been in this business for a long time. And some of the things that I do is I I escort.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So,
he escorts.
Oh, escorts. Okay.
So I've been in situations where a partner, I honestly say this past weekend, I was in a situation when I had a threesome with a couple, and one of the partners hit me up off of anonymous Instagram page and was like, I want you by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb the type of problems that you can bring into and invite somebody else into your bedroom. And yeah, you might be hiring this person to come in and do the job for you, but at the end of the day, if she starts doing the job better, that's just like a job. If you hire your assistant to come and do your job and they do the job better, your boss knows that your assistant is doing the job, you fire it.
So fine. Mm-hmm. So fine.
That's just my take on things.
Okay. Mm. All right, Corey. Mm. What you got to say on the topic? Wait, before you do that, nobody asked me what the minimum wage was in this place. Remember I said she's going to pay the girl minimum wage.
But in Georgia, minimum wage is, I think, $9.
I thought it was $7.75.
Oh, I thought it was like $17.
No, they didn't.
$17?
No. Sorry.
Oh.
It's definitely like $7.75.
No, I think it's like 12, no, 14 something now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What is it? No, and this was in Thailand.
Oh, that is $1.60.
Okay. You put $1.60. $1.60 is not minimum wage in Thailand. That is 60 cents.
Oh.
Do you know what the minimum wage is in Thailand?
So the minimum wage for a week in Thailand is 342 pounds, which is like $427.
For a week?
For a week. To fuck my husband whenever I need you to.
For a week. That's for a week.
7 days. That's a week.
That ain't too bad.
I literally made $1,200 an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, so you too expensive. Bring me to Taiwan.
So to do. So
it had to be 1,200.
Yeah. Double.
Put in too much work.
Yeah. The whole scenario I actually really love. You stupid. You're not able to, you don't feel like doing it, but maybe you're not ready to leave or you don't want to leave. It's not got to that or whatever. You just not, everything is good except sex. I'm like, I'm cool with it. If he cool with it, like, I think it's good. You can outsource the sex and y'all can stay married and be happy if y'all happy and somebody else come and do the shit that you don't want to do. I mean, think about how many people do stuff sexually that they don't like to do, but they do it because they're in a relationship. There's so many people who don't like oral sex, but they'll
That lady that wrote in was like, can she take her consent back?
Yeah. And so how awesome would it be if, you know, my man liked to pee on me and I ain't into it. How nice would it be if you could outsource somebody just for him to pee on? And you can do everything else. I love it. I love it.
But is this a situation where she coming in and you're leaving and letting them be together and then you come back and
She's absolutely letting them be together because she's depressed. She's not into it tonight. It's not her night. She just comes over, has the sex, and then leaves.
So my whole take on that is, if you know I'm depressed and you know that is an issue with me, try to fix me before you get to your issues.
No,
try to fix me before you get to your wants.
She bringing the one that's depressed. No, like first of all,
depression, can't nobody really help you with your own personal depression.
But a conversation with me and talking to me What I'm saying is my partner should be able to help me at least get a little bit out of that depression.
But it's not
the depressed one
that is setting
her husband up to have the mistress.
No, I know what you're saying. What I'm saying is my husband, I'm depressed. My husband should notice that I'm depressed and come and try to help me out of depression versus, oh, baby, you depressed, I still want some coochie.
But maybe he did go to her and she said, this will help me. This will help me because I don't want to fuck you. So can we get somebody else to do it?
Listen, Rob. This is probably a scenario where he has continuously keep trying to pursue her at night or whatever their sexy time is. And she keeps turning him down. And she sees that this is hurting and bruising him because that's a rejection. After so many times, how many times can you be rejected? She sees that this is affecting her man. She loves him enough to know that this is her depression, her own internal problem is affecting her man. So she goes out and does a service, a beautiful, great, wonderful service for this man and finds someone to oblige her on the days that she cannot do it for him. This is not him trying to get her through this. She already realizes it's a problem. He knows it's a problem. She's trying to prevent her man from cheating on her, leaving, destroying their home. She sees that he needs this thing. It's a thing. She's treating sex like a tool or a service, and she's supplying her husband with the service. And then once the service is complete, then she take her ass home, and then we a family. Mm-hmm. But somebody got their hand raised for the first time ever in the Zoom.
Listen. I've been depressed. Mm-hmm. I've been mighty low. But let me tell you what ain't been depressed. This goddamn coochie over here. This goddamn coochie ain't never depressed. This bitch be crying for the bitch depressed. That's what she wants. That makes that little burst of just happiness that she can get from that. That'll last me, I don't know, maybe a good hot 27 hours. I don't know. But the one thing she's not going to do is usher in somebody else to suck, lick, blow, bathe, feed, whatever. Outsourcing ain't going to happen here. Now what y'all do over there in Dallas and Houston is on y'all.
I would outsource if I was too depressed to fuck my man. I would definitely. Y'all know this is. I would definitely.
Were you too depressed?
I would never be too depressed.
I mean, I can't even imagine a time in my life where I would be too depressed to have sex. But if I was too depressed, I would definitely outsource it for my man and make sure that he's taken care of.
You're gonna make it your mission.
My life's mission. In the pillow, bury my head in the pillow and hit me from the back and get what you need, okay? Like, you don't have to go out. I'm in the pillow crying because I'm going through something, but just hit me from the back.
Sad.
Yeah, I'm sad, but bury my face in the pillow and knock the Mario coin out of me.
Come on, Mario.
Listen.
All right, Mario coin. Knock the Mario coin out of me.
I don't think I could personally do it, but I love the fact that it could be done.
It can be done.
I think it's smart.
But then I want to play devil's advocate with it because I do, like I say, I'm always entering, I'm always encountering different couples. I do know this one couple that is really strong in their marriage. When I say really strong in their marriage, where I've had one of them by myself before. And then afterwards he called his husband and was like explaining like everything that happened and stuff like that or whatever. And the husband was like, oh my gosh, I want it next. And I went and had the other one by myself before or whatever. And then like they like did the same exact thing. So I was just like, y'all are really strong.
Comparison is so good in a relationship when you can be at a point in your life and in space in your relationship where you want the person that you are with to be at the most high and most happy that they could ever be, and realize that it's okay that you're not the person that provided them that. It's mind-blowing. That's the reason why I'm polyamorous. Like because that part right there, just seeing that part and those, the reaction from my partner when those type of things happen, it's just great. It's so fulfilling.
Well, I think it's wonderful for polyamorous people to be able to share so givingly. Self-centered, self-absorbed, self, me. I need to be your end-all, be-all.
Period. You know, the older I have gotten, I have realized that I think if I am in a relationship, I think I would want to have an open relationship, and we can define what that open is. But I don't feel like if I get with someone and we get in a relationship that our sexual desires for others will die. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, you know, you are, and I think that's where a lot of people make mistakes. They'll get in a relationship and they think that their partner like has gone blind all of a sudden and makes no connections. And we're all human. We all, you know, meet people and we like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But I would like to be able to, I have a couple friends who they're honest and they're like, hey, you know, babe, me and such, we finna go to the house. We gonna get it in. Oh, okay. But, you know, like I would love to have that type of relationship where there's no cheating, there's no backstabbing, we can just be honest. If y'all want to be open like that, or if we want to play together, whatever it is, y'all set the definition and work it out.
It definitely makes life easier being able to do that and say, hey, I'm attracted to this person, and your partner not take offense to that and just be supportive of you in that moment. Like those are like, that's the best part about, you know, being polyamorous, like seeing them happy and them being able to reciprocate that and see you happy or see another person bring you happy and not take offense and not take it personal to make it seem threatened. like it must be something that I'm missing. No, you're everything that I need from you, but one person can't be your everything. You're always gonna be in the back of your mind saying, oh, what if, or what is, you know, you're always going to say that. So why not give yourself permission or give your partner permission to explore those type of things? And, you know, I mean, it's just going to make y'all stronger. But if y'all having relationship problems, it's not for you. Your shit is fucked up, you can't communicate, and you ask somebody else, then you're gonna fuck.
That's
up.
The way out. If you want the way out, get a threesome.
That's what you go back to when you ask the depressed question. If you're depressed, you already have an issue and a problem. Why add someone else into that situation when you already depressed? So that is the bring you out of depression or send you into a deeper depression.
No, but this is but I see, and that's why I fight for the unselfish part of her. The unselfish part of her is they know that she's depressed. It must have been a cycle throughout their relationship to the point where it's been years that they've been married and she's recognized that this is happening and what it's been taking away from their marriage for all these years. And so there's a fix now. If I give them this pussy, let's see what it does. You know what I'm saying? So she definitely solicits them out. And then I'm imagining that she's rotating them out.
So she's happy with putting out her husband.
Listen, he was not thrilled at all initially. It's, you know, he was not sure about this at all initially, because he was like, damn, you know, because it was online and he saw it like, oh shit, she done hold me out online. So he was in, this is not even a conversation that she had had with him first before she did this. And so once, you know, he got over the shock of it all and experienced it, he was like, okay, he gets it. And so, you know, and I'm not saying that her depression lasts forever. You know what I'm saying? But she's depressed in the moment.
It seems like she was sick of his ass and just needed to get away. And she didn't.
That's what I get.
Put his ass out on the internet.
Her depression didn't last forever, but what if his desire to do that lasts forever? What if his desire to do that lasts longer into the relationship? So you did it because you was depressed, but now I have needs and I want to do it now.
Listen, I feel like you can't go into any situation like that without knowing that the end result could mean he wants this forever.
Mm-hmm.
You can take back a lot of shit. You can decide you no longer want to do it doggy style in your relationship. You can take that back in your relationship, because there's a zillion positions out here, you know, but you can't introduce a man to a whole nother avenue of sex and then let him like it, allow him to enjoy it, praise him for enjoying it, and then snatch it away and say he can't never have it again. But that, I don't think so. I think she was mindful before she opened up this Pandora's box.
But then that's selfish though. That's the selfish part of her. If she does that and then take it back.
Yeah, that would be very selfish.
Listen, she gonna be divorced.
They got to be on the same accord.
That's the ending result. That's the ending result of divorce.
I give it 10 months.
That's the reason why. If this is somebody that I feel like I want to spend the rest of my life with or whatever, we gonna explore things, but that's one thing that we not gonna do. Until if we do explore that, we're gonna explore it together. One, you're not gonna do that by yourself. Mm-hmm. Me not there. No, you're not.
There's got to be some for real understandings. We're gonna have to get some clear down boundaries, understandings of what it is and what it ain't gonna be. Cause baby, Cab County Jail.
Two, we're gonna have to talk about everything that's happening here. Because if you tell me in a situation that me and us three in, and you tell me at the beginning when we first started messing around, or something that you don't like, and you end up doing it with that person while we in the threesome. That's a hell issue. You tell me you don't like riding dick. Oh, I don't like riding dick. I ain't comfortable doing it. But as soon as he get there,
but here you go,
you riding like a horse. It's gonna be a whole issue.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
It's like you're a professional at it, but now you didn't want to do it with me. That can put a person in a place where, like, damn.
Well, I feel like in that scenario, Ra, you would definitely not want to be present for the sex.
Rob went deep.
No.
That's team too much right there. You don't want to be present for this sex.
Then we just do
I would want to be present because I'm nosy. Yeah. I want to see. I'm like,
if we're doing this, I'm going to be present.
Yeah. I want to see.
But what I'm saying is,
I'm sitting right there. I'm playing with myself and watching y'all. I can't wait for y'all to get finished because I feel like I just came out of my depression. I feel like I'm
cuckold.
Yes.
But no, like you said, once you open Pandora's box, once you open that box, is you can't close it. Especially for a man. We're
not
going to be sexist on here now.
I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying it is a known fact that when you introduce a man to something and that thing is his thing, I don't give a fuck what you do, what you got to say, what he gonna scratch that itch.
Yeah,
women will have a small restraint for as long as they can, and then they'll break. The man is just gonna be like, oh, that's my spot.
The break. The men, it breaks faster than women.
Yes. That was my point. That, don't try to make it sexist. Men go break faster.
But, I know a couple of women. I know a couple of women personally. I know a couple of women personally that itch not broke a couple of times. And they call and told me about it. I'm just like, you're married. Stop.
And then also, I think in that situation with the letter, I think when you are with somebody, are they married? Whatever. I think they're married. When you're married, you want to connect with your mate sexually. Like, that's how you feel like you grow and things like that. So I hope that she gets that together, because if you like go on for a long time where you don't have sex, you know, with this person, I do think that you could possibly drift apart, because I think sex connects people.
It does.
Yeah. And
it does. Cause I mean, but I'm just saying, if this was me, not the me who's polyamorous, but this, mm-hmm. if the monogamous me, mm-hmm. I would, if this was the scenario that I was in, I would literally allow her to come there. He would just penetrate her, then she would just leave, and then he would cuddle with me. Like, I literally would make it so it was just so uniform. No kissing, no foreplay, no nothing. Just put it in, get it out, and then get her out.
Selfish. No, you know that is selfish.
I said the monogamous me, that's what I would have done.
But that's still stuff that like he can't, you telling him.
But
he
I'm
can't,
polyamorous, so I wouldn't have done any of that. But I'm just saying, the monogamous me, that's exactly how I would get that. It in, get it done, get her out. Corey, what you got for us?
Emily seems like she wanted to say something.
No, she ready for her Say My Name segment.
No, I ain't ready for that. Go ahead, Corey, go on.
So I don't necessarily have anything prepared, but
me either. Okay. Go ahead.
I do have a question for Marara. Mm-hmm. So can you give us maybe one of your steamiest dancer stories? Something that happened or popped off as a dancer that was like, man, that was kind of top notch.
Are you still dancing?
I have a question after Corey, after he gets finished.
You're still for hire.
Yeah.
So run me them rights. Go ahead.
So one of my steamiest stories, I've actually...
Take that hat off so we can see what your hair shaped like.
You okay. Don't tell no man to do that. He may not have had no haircut.
Listen, she trying to make sure she wasn't hat-fished.
Okay. Making sure it wasn't no Neo up under there, okay? Allegedly.
So the steamiest story I've had, oh, Lord. I'm going to put my business out there now.
You don't have to give a name.
Oh, you can definitely give names, initials, and whatnot.
Initially, I actually had someone that had a fantasy to fuck me in the club without nobody knowing.
That's kind of hot.
So, of course, he hired me, he paid me, and from that situation, I was dancing on him, and I was dancing, and of course, it was protection used, lube and everything, and all the stuff ahead of whatever, and I sat down on him in the club, and was like dancing, but I was like...
It just looked like you dancing.
And stuff like that or whatever, and yeah, that was more the most...
Did you orgasm, though?
I did and he did.
Okay.
I like that. That's hot. Okay. And nobody else know. Like, for some reason, I like when don't nobody else know. Like,
I mean, it was literally people around us. It was people around us. Everybody, they actually tipping and everything. and I'm getting fucked on the dance floor.
They think you just doing a little lap dance.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
That's actually really hot because
that's so hot.
And it was one. He paid you, then you also getting paid while you doing that from the tip. Yeah, that's like a triple nice little whammy.
Yeah, right there. That's nice. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that was one of the things. It only happened once, and that's not a thing that I do all the time, people.
But if the price is right,
hey, okay. I got 15 minutes.
Definitely right from there. Like that was one of them big money things where I didn't have to work the rest of the weekend.
Okay. Okay.
I had the next question. Sorry.
Well, bitch, hurry up and ask it.
Sorry. What type of porn do you watch?
Okay, so I watch anything that turns me on at the time. I watch girl on girl, guy on guy, threesomes, orgies, people getting fucked in the gym, people getting fucked. No, the only thing I don't like is animal cruelty. That's the only thing I don't like. Don't come on trying to fuck no animal in front of me, but I've seen midgets. And you know midgets?
Little people.
Little people.
Little people.
I'm sorry. Little people.
Yeah, they do be having some the biggest dicks and the biggest asses. You be like, yeah. Where you going all this ass?
But I kind of feel guilty a little bit because they like little people and I'm just like a child, but like, you know.
It's weird.
Yeah,
I find it weird. I'll be like, oh.
I never watched it, but I'm going to watch it because you said it.
I mean, but to look at their face, they have a grown face, but it's like,
And they be taking some big old dicks too. You be like, dang.
But them bodies don't be childlike. They just
come. But they're little though. And like the people be like picking them up.
I've seen someone that like 6'4" had a little person and it was just like boom, boom. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this.
This little tiny thing is taking it, baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. But mm-hmm. Yeah, the type of porn I do love though is when I see a buff masculine, like big old bodybuilder getting fucked by a smaller guy.
Ebony?
You can ask your question.
I have maybe three questions. I'm going to throw it out there back to back. Okay, so one, have you ever been in a threesome with two heterosexual women?
Yeah.
Okay, and then... The other question is is if your dick was to make a sense.
Can we tackle that first one first?
Oh,
there's more.
You just said yes.
Yeah, I just said yes, but I didn't take my experience with it.
Oh, you want to give an explanation?
she's talking. She don't care. She just want to know.
I was approached by one girl and she was like her homegirl wanted to fuck me or whatever, and not like fuck me like ass fuck me in the ass, like you want me to fuck them,
yeah
whatever. And I was just like, okay, I'm attracted to that one girl, but I didn't know what the friend looked like. I was like, cool, no problem, you know, I'm good, you know, let's do it. And actually got to the house and I was actually more attracted to the friend other girl or whatever. But yeah, it was definitely a lot. I had one sitting on my face and one riding me, hitting from the back, stacked them. It was a lot. It was fun.
This is not one of my questions. This is just a side question to these people. Are you attracted to plus size women?
I'm attracted to any girl that I don't have a.
He said he liked pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
And the crazy part about it is a lot of people think that I'm more attracted to females or males that have bodies, like bodies. I just like look at it on film, but I'm actually attracted to big guys and big girls.
Perfect.
Okay. That's all your questions?
It seems like no. More I'm just making
a little I'm waiting for you to ask question. The notorious question.
Oh. I think I already know the answer to this. That's not one of my questions, but I'll go ahead and ask it. Do you like your legs thrown back?
I love my legs thrown back.
I was waiting on it. I'm like, I'm waiting.
Mark it down, Ebony. Mark it down.
Write that down.
It
is down. Now, my other question is, if your dick was to make a sound when it got hard, what would that sound be?
That was my next question.
So was it?
I promise you, I had two questions. That was my next one. I was waiting for you to finish, but you got it. Great minds.
Did you hear?
So every time you hear that sound, it's up. That's what sound is gonna make. It's gonna be
heavyweight hitting the camera.
Heavyweight, just come on, let's go. You know what time it is.
Okay. I respect that. That's what's up. So Ebony, can we get a say my name?
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I already know. When she responded how you said something, I was like, oh, this bitch didn't do her work for the week.
I did not do my work for a week. But as per usual, if you are tuning in to see Say My Name, tune in next week for Say My Name. Okay, let's move on to the next question.
Bitch, ain't no next question. He needs to tell us all about TV Fitness and how people can like and follow him. And then we take it out. That's it, bitch. You're the last segment.
You're right. Go ahead and tell us about yourself and how you like it. I mean, how they can catch up with you.
Okay, so I'm a man of many businesses. A couple. So TV Fitness is my main source of business. This is where I'm at now. It's my gym. I own a gym, personal training boutique here in Savannah.
We open location
Monday through Friday, 7038 East Henry Street, Savannah, Georgia. 31401 is downtown Savannah.
Monday through Friday.
I was like, East Henry. You downtown.
Yeah.
Okay.
This your business? You own this?
I own this gym. Yeah, I own this.
And he got straight teeth. Put your teeth up to the glass real quick. Let me see. Yeah.
How old are you, young man?
And y'all letting him be single out in Savannah with a gym and straight teeth?
Okay, 32. Business owner with a gym and all those other side businesses. Come on.
Okay, yeah. Tell us what else you got.
I got that. I have a clothing brand, TV Fitness Clothing Line. That's my other business. I sell women's, men's, and baby apparel, waist trainers, masks. What else do I have over there?
Let me see them waist trainers.
I need a new waist trainer too.
I'm serious.
I started doing wall Pilates, y'all, and I got like the little.
You keep telling me about this wall Pilates.
I got this little definition going on now down the side of my stomach, and I feel like, I might have a toothache in a minute.
This is one of them. It's more just a one zip with the corset in the inside.
What's the one for the plus sizes?
You have this one,
mm-hmm.
one strap, and then these ones right here is more of the plus size one. These are one with the rub on the outside.
It got boning, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bones, strap, and it has two straps on it.
Yeah, pull one of them to the side for me.
Yeah, and it's durable. So you won't be ripping this or making it run out because it's actually used for more like a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Them the best kind.
So yeah, you won't be ripping that. So that's one of my businesses. Another thing, I'm a dancer. I'm a male exotic entertainer, and I say a male exotic entertainer because, like Corey said, I really entertain. Like I'm more of a person that's gonna come to your place, and I'm not just gonna take off my clothes and shake my dick in your face or shake my ass in your face and stuff like that. I'm gonna be in the ceiling. I'm gonna be doing backflips, handstands.
Oh yeah,
doing like
acrobats. Yeah.
I'm gonna be doing all of that on my head. I'm actually just post a video.
You do divorce parties? Cause I might need to book you.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
Have you ever we'll talk about travel and all that.
This is one of the videos.
Oh,
we're gonna, and tell the people how to follow you.
Tell them how to follow you and find you.
Instagram, TV Fitness, TV Fitness Savannah. TV Fitness Savannah for Instagram. Facebook, TV Fitness Savannah. For my dancing, is Rara the Dancer on Facebook, or it's HVZZEY001 on Instagram for Rara the Dancer.
Do you have a link tree? I feel like you need a link tree.
I definitely have one of those on my, do I have a, I think I have one of them. I think I did link tree on my Instagram.
Yeah, I got it.
It's Linktree / Rara the Dancer. One.
Okay. I got it. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, so we can post it so we get some followers and get him some shows and shit.
Because I'm posting a brunch at the end of August.
Yes. Do you travel? Because she having a brunch at the end of August and she might need some adult entertainment.
The end of August. That's Liberty Weekend, right?
Like August 26th. No, that's August 26th.
Labor Day is in September.
August 26th. He talked about it is the 5th or 6th or the beginning of it's the first weekend of September for sure.
Yeah, Labor Day is that 4th.
Yeah.
September.
So it's the week before that.
We're talking about the August 26th.
Oh, I'm actually free that weekend too. I don't have nothing that weekend. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then also I have OnlyFans too. I'm an OnlyFans.
Oh, you have an OnlyFans?
Yes, OnlyFans.
What you be doing in there? Dropping your dick down in like a cup? What you doing on OnlyFans?
I do a lot of stuff on OnlyFans. I fuck, get fucked, jack off.
You have an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Corey smiling. Corey.
Hold on. First off, Corey fucking subscribed to my OnlyFans, so he's sitting here trying to act like he
exactly.
He's a subscriber. But
Corey over here paying your tuition.
Yes.
And then I also escort. And like I say, people don't think about escorting as a bad thing, because we do have sex, but a lot of times
I want to be an escort, but I want to be the escort that don't have the sex with you.
Yeah,
yeah, so I want to do that one.
So 89% of the time I'm literally going on dates. I'm going to like birthday parties with people that don't want to go there because they say they sing, people think they single. I go like, I'm like a wingman.
I used to do that when I had sponsorships.
What are your rates? Because you sound expensive.
The wedding date. Rara, you seen the wedding date?
He's been to several weddings.
So we will really talk about my rates off of here.
Oh yeah, because I'm going to get a special rate.
But they're reasonable.
You're getting a friends and family referral, right?
They're definitely reasonable. They are definitely reasonable. And and when I tell you the rate and I give you the experience, you will understand why the rate is that.
It sounds expensive.
You shouldn't have to explain it. Your rate is your rate.
Your rate is your rate. Exactly.
The price is the price.
Your rate is your rate. Yeah, your rate.
No explanation needed. Just give her the price.
Mm-hmm. And you know, y'all, y'all know my birthday coming up too. And he does.
What's your birthday got to do with?
He does a gift certificate. So
when
he
your give birthday?
Me a gift certificate.
When your birthday, Corey?
October 11th.
Oh, his
you
birthday.
Was close, though.
Time out. Your birthday is the same day as Damon's.
Yeah, you say that every year.
Oh, no, his is the 9th. His is the 9th, yours is the 8th. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
It's in my phone. I'm 1,000% sure.
It is. I know it is.
Because I tell you happy birthday on your birthday, right?
You absolutely do.
I'm the only one.
Girl, whatever. I love telling people happy birthday. Yes, Corey. It's definitely in my phone.
So can I ask y'all a question? What are y'all signs?
Guess
them. What you think we are? We ain't never Corey, did this. You
okay?
Corey is he said October 8th, right? So that is a Sagittarius.
Wrong.
I think you are a the polyamory.
Did you get what Corey was though?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't get.
Okay, well, Corey, tell him what you are.
Libra.
Libra. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Virgo or I'm not good with these. Or Sagittarius. Sagittarius are nasty.
So who you guessing now, Ebony or Shari?
He guessing you.
Shari.
Oh, okay. So you got me as a Sagittarius or what?
Virgo.
Virgo. No, and I'm a Scorpio.
You know what? I was about to say Scorpio because Scorpios are really nasty. They're nastier than
Sagittarius.
When I say nasty, it's like nasty, freaky. Yeah. I play in your butt while you're driving nasty.
Oh, I haven't been played in my butt while driving in such a long time.
And you parked up on that Ebony, one, Corey. You was like,
Ebony Gemini.
Oh, guess you had two for everybody. So what's her?
I think so.
Gemini she's not a Gemini. So I'm so horrible at this. Oh, gosh.
Very horrible. Because I am nothing like a Gemini.
Sagittarius,
Gemini. Shy, mild-mannered, sweet.
You definitely not a Leo, and you not a Cancer.
No, so not what, you know what I am not. Though? What am I?
You was close.
Cause you giving me Aquarius Taurus vibes.
Taurus.
No.
You an Aquarius?
No. I know what I think you're a Pisces.
Who, me?
Yes.
Nah.
She's a Pisces. What are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, you're a Pisces. So no, I'm not a Pisces.
What are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Mm. Boring.
Whoa.
All right. So.
That note.
Because I said I was a Cancer.
They ready to go now.
I mean, Scorpios are I'm compatible with Cancers. You guys are easy to dominate. So anyway.
That's how you get a cancer.
Ebony, why don't you take us out of here?
Yeah. Okay. So follow
that's how you look at it.
Follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and Ebonites. We know how you love my advice, so keep the advice requests coming.
We don't know because we didn't hear no advice.
Sorry we didn't get to it today, but as you know, sometimes
motherfucking job.
I need rejuvenation. I haven't had one all 2023. So this is one. Here's a break. Okay. So you can listen on Apple, Spotify, our heart and Audible, or wherever you listen to your podcast. But make sure you're watching us and listen to us on YouTube. You can subscribe, rate, leave a review, and select the notification bell so that you are notified every Thursday when we upload very brand new episodes. So please, please, please like, subscribe, notification bell, okay, and then share it. Duh. All right. So look, if you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, we have plenty of teas and caps and shot glasses and coffee cups and all kinds of things. Go to the website www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com, and click that merch link. Okay, click the link. Get some teas. Get some tanks. Give us that money. We need some coins. Second, listen, if you want to know if Rara is putting a dick on the glass, if he's really swinging from the chandeliers, if you want to see what the OnlyFans do, if you want to see what that mouth do, if you want to see what them hands do, if you just want to see what it do, baby, then please call 205-308-8304 and we will get you connected. That is 205-308-8304 and we will get you connected. Lastly, please tell your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered, baby.
what she said. Rob, we thank you for joining us. We appreciate
so much
you.
Fun.
It was so much fun. We definitely have to have you again. Corey, thank you for bringing this wonderful piece of dick on.
Ooh, Naturally Unbothered.
We appreciate you.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, Ra is going to be the guest on the new segment.
Okay.
As well. Okay. So he'll be back. He'll be back.
Awesome. Ooh. We cannot wait to see your dick again. And then you will be required to put it on the glass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm playing.
It's not glass, but it's a plastic cup, but it's clear.
Yes.
Where would you wear on OnlyFans or while you dancing? Wear something sexy.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, y'all. Until next time, everybody, thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Have a great day.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Thank you.